Friends, much is made of Abraham's line, ethnically and politically, causing much confusion and even injustices and sufferings. Yet in both the Old and the New Testaments, the need for a continued Abrahamic line points to one and only one goal, the coming of the special seed or offspring. He's described in the beginning of the Bible as offspring of the woman. Later in Genesis, God said to Abraham, "In your offspring, all families of the earth will be blessed." Abraham's grandson Jacob, whose name became Israel, on his deathbed foresaw that through his son Judah, a royal line would be established to lead to one to whom nations will give tribute. Friends, of course, all of this refers to the same person foretold by Isaiah as the son of the virgin, to be named Emmanuel. "And the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and of peace, there will be no end, on the throne of David and under his kingdom, to establish it and to uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time forth and forevermore." Friends, it is amazing that the coming of the promised offspring, later focused biologically on only one of Israel's 12 sons named Judah. All the other offspring of Abraham, even through his son Isaac and his grandson Jacob, were not biologically in a special line of promise, although many continued to receive divine blessings and protection. Yet the line to the promised offspring through Judah graciously continued, despite his terrible adulterous relation with Tamar, the Canaanite widow of his son. She gave birth to Judah's twin sons, one of whom was Perez. Friends, Perez's line was also preserved to serve the same objective. The line went all the way to Perez's great-grandson Salmon, who married another Canaanite, a repentant and believing harlot named Rahab. She gave birth to Boaz, who in turn married another Gentile, a Moabite named Ruth. Even David's heir to the throne, King Solomon, was born to Bathsheba, a Hittite with whom David had committed adultery. The heir to Solomon's throne, Rehoboam, was born to his Ammonite wife, Naamah, another Gentile. Friends, clearly, the direct descendants of Abraham through Judah and David came through several foreign mothers. Biologically, therefore, the line became fractionally Abrahamic. The remaining descendants of David, through whom the promised offspring was to come, were of no more than a 32nd portion in biological relationship to Abraham. Not long after David's death, 10 of Israel's tribes rebelled against the royal house. They seceded and established their own separate kingdom, which did not survive. They biologically mixed with pagan ethnicity and ceased to exist. Friends, John the Baptizer, the last and seal of God's appointed prophets, came specifically to prepare for Jesus. First, John pointed the people to Jesus as being the promised offspring. then he challenged their pride and their biological lineage to Abraham. He addressed the Jewish religious leaders, saying, "Do not presume to say to yourselves, 'We have Abraham as our father,' for I tell you, God is able from these stones to raise up children for Abraham." Friends, the apostolic teaching always confirms that Jesus came as the special offspring promised to Abraham to bring blessing to all families of the earth. He did so through his divinely promised, accomplished, and applied redemptive work. In him, all believers from all racial and ethnic backgrounds became God's people and also became Abraham's spiritual children. They inherit all that was divinely promised to Abraham. We read in the third chapter of the apostolic epistle to Gentile believers in Galatia, "For in Christ Jesus you are all sons of God through faith. For as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither slave nor free. There is no male and female. For you are all one in Christ Jesus. And if you're Christ's, then you are Abraham's offspring, heirs according to promise." Hallelujah.